Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I want to take today to talk specifically about using your birthday as a charity fundraiser. I was inspired by all of the Facebook posts that make it so easy, and my friend Chelsea, an avid listener and supporter of this podcast, recently sent me an email about her September charity, Endless Possibilities. The link is in the show notes. I invite you to check it out. It's very creative. So you have likely seen news, right, about children asking for donations to a charity as birthday presents rather than getting toys. My friend Marcella and her daughter also do this, and they ask for toys for dogs to give to the pet shelters. So creative, right? It always creates this like, aw, moment when you're so impressed by the child's generosity and wish you had done something like that. I'm here today to tell you that you can, even as an adult. But first, let's take a moment and review the three happiness benefits you will receive. First, you will make yourself happy, right? Giving to others is the easiest method of promoting your happiness, especially when it's a charity that you feel passionate about. Whether you are helping your local animal shelter, giving to children in need, or aiding wounded veterans, the simple act of making a difference will provide you with glowing happiness for months to come. Second, you make the benefactors happy. Here on Everyday Happiness, we talk about how kindness is contagious, whether you donate directly to a person in need or to a larger organization. The people who benefit are grateful. You are giving them a greater chance at increasing their own happiness. Awesome, right? Thirdly, you provide happiness to donors. So the people who donate to your charity birthday will also feel that surge of happiness. On top of that, they're more likely to recognize the benefits of a charity and make it a regular part of their life, creating an even more significant impact on the community. See? Three levels of happiness: you, your loved ones, and your community, all in one birthday. Now, if you've been inspired to host a charity birthday fundraiser, whether it's for yourself or for your kids, I commend you, and I have a few notes for you to keep in mind. First, pick a worthwhile charity. I recommend finding a topic you are passionate about and investigating a reliable, honest charity that supports it. If possible, look into your local charities rather than big brand ones. While the big ones are worthwhile, they have greater access to funding than smaller charities. So picking a local one could make a bigger difference in your community. Second, make a plan. Rather than waiting until the day of your birthday to announce your charity idea, you should let everyone know well in advance. I recommend talking it up, sending emails, posting it on your social media, and getting the word out that you're asking for donations rather than gifts. Third, make it obvious where to donate. When you host a charity birthday, make it super easy for your friends, family, and your circle of possible donors to donate. Send them a link or instructions so they can complete the act in minutes. Super, super simple. So that's it for today. Do you have any ideas on how one should host a birthday fundraiser? I'm so curious. I'm obsessed with this idea. So let me know over at Everyday Happiness with Katie. And remember, kindness is contagious.